Thank you, Madam Chair, and let me also thank from the divisions on some on their responses on sub-program one and sub-program two. So we go to sub-program four. On page 43, under sub-program four, there are important deliverables foreseen on the issues of digitalization and access of landlocked countries to seaports for the purpose of commerce. However, in practice, these countries, especially landlocked countries, are struggling with issues of trade facilitation, custom regulations, and transport. I wanted to hear what, from UNCTAD on the practical steps that UNCTAD has taken to resolve this matter or to provide some advice on resolving or helping these countries. Also on page 43, the Sikura program, this is actually hailed as a very successful program, and the expectation is that it is rolled out to more countries. But actually, this is also important to have a follow-up program on how the previously implemented programs have been successful or not, and to ensure their sustainability. I think the sustainability is also an important aspect that UNCTAD should be aware of. Also on page 47, under table 14, the program on supporting states to address the impact of the pandemic, it seems that it has ceased in 2020. So if we could please confirm if it is continuing in 2021 and 2022 or not. As is also mentioned in the document, in the introductory report, there is a digital divide in the world, and it is not just between the developed countries and the rest of the countries. It is also between the developing countries and the least developing countries. I think their needs are very, very different, and I think UNCTAD should be aware of this difference even between the developing countries and the least developing countries, and provide guidance on how the least developing countries can benefit from the advice of UNCTAD, because the least developing countries, they just need the basics, while a number of developing countries, they are quite advanced when it comes to digitalization and use of the e-commerce methods. So I think this differentiation should be also reflected in the UNCTAD documents, and when it comes to addressing the needs of the member states, this should be taken into account. Also on page 47, result two, the program on boosting digital readiness in developing countries is only limited to very few countries. Because of the importance of this, we wanted to know if there is a plan to increase the number of the countries that are benefiting from this country. Also on page 49, result three, it is very encouraging that the program has secured funding for 10 national trade facilitation committees, but it's still, like my previous comment, we think it is not a big number. I wanted to hear if there is a plan to increase it to more to more countries. Yes, and one more comment on page 50, paragraph 99. I think the language needs to be revised, because I think in the initial language that was approved for the 2020 plan, the issue of pandemic was of course not there. But now the language used here, it seems that it was somehow foreseen that the pandemic is happening. So I think there should be a revision of the language to show that as a result of the pandemic, there was a revision of the activities to in response to the pandemic. Otherwise, one can think that it was predicted in 2018, maybe that the pandemic is happening in 2020. Thank you.